9:15 left of the first half. The Cougars with an early 21-14 deficit, and you can credit that to Vanguard's ability to bomb it from long range. 6 of 12 from the downtown Covina district, if you want to call it that, and that's been the downfall for the Cougars so far. Matt Oliver has it. He's going to get to Burgess, who is double-teamed, but we have a little bit of contact, and that foul is probably going to be on number 15 to Andre Johnson, who helped out on the double-team, but it was to no avail.
Yeah,
Go ahead, Misak.
Cougars doing the right thing. They're going to the paint. That's one of their strengths because the shots aren't falling right now. 16% from the three-point line is not going to cut it. So they got to go to the paint and go to the free throw line. This is their first attempt at the free throw line all game. Second.
Well, you know what's not going to cut it is splitting these free throws every time. Of course, we all know that the Cougars haven't exactly been the most proficient team at free throw percentages, but let's see if they can change that tonight. And the Vanguard fans getting a little rowdy here, and they make Burgess miss the free throw. So the Cougars are in the 1-1 bonus, so any foul will be a 1-1 opportunity at the free throw line. And here at the defensive end, Gregory Scott was trying to drive in on Mike Kafese, but Kafese will get called for the foul. That's going to be his first of the evening.
So the Cougars getting caught concrete in their feet. They're not being able to move their feet. And with that, they get another foul. 5 fouls on the team already.
You know, I could swear I could actually see bean sprouts growing from beneath their sneakers. But anyway, Gregory Scott has it underneath the basket. He's going to back it out, and he is going to watch that one drop in like a teardrop. And now it's 23-14, Vanguard ahead. 8:42 to go. Mike Kafesa will try to get something going for the Cougars. They need something or anything as far as momentum goes.
Just a deuce. Nothing fancy here for the Cougars.
There's Caleb Burgess. He's going to try for three, and that one's going to go. So for once, the Cougars get a long-range basket to their advantage. Now 23-17. Now we're going to have a little bit of a stoppage in play. Vanguard's going to change inbounding players. It's now going to be Krzyzewski inbounding it to Gregory Scott. You have to give a lot of credit, though, for Vanguard because despite what we may think, Vanguard's been finding open shots, especially from long range, and they have been hitting them every night.
Absolutely. And here's another opportunity for the Cougars. An offensive turnover, that's going to be their eighth for Vanguard, and the Cougars got to take advantage, at least get a bucket here.
I wasn't sure if that was actually a pass or a shot, and I think Vatikas was a little bit confused himself.
Yeah, looks to be an alley-oop attempt.
Here's Stafford. He's going to drive the lane. He'll kick it back out to Kafese. Back to Stafford. The lefty three is not going to go, and Gregory Scott chases down the rebound, and just before he can try to set up a fast break, Stafford with a very heady play and stops him from getting anything going, but that's going to be his first foul of the night.
Yeah, that's a foul he cannot afford to give. Number 24, Stafford, all the way in the defensive zone of the Vanguard Lions. He cannot afford to do that, especially when they're down by 6 points like this.
Well, there's a lot of things you could probably say the Cougars should not be doing right now, but the reality is they're making a lot of mistakes, and because of it, they're down by 6 right now. So now with 7:48 to go, Vanguard with the ball. Tony Krzyzewski has the ball at the top of the key. Vanguard will try to set up. Vatikas, he has it down low, and the hook shot is going to go. The very skilled big man from Lithuania with a very lovely shot off the glass, and it's now 25-17.
Yeah, the extra inch he has on Burgess is definitely coming in handy.
Vanguard is big in stature. They're using it to their advantage down the low post. As Devon Roberts is going to try and get some more points of his own down the post, and he won't get the basket, but he does get the foul. But given the way the Cougars shot their free throws, that's not exactly a good thing.
Yeah, the Cougars, but you know what? They got to go back to Devon Roberts. Already has 9 points and looks to be the go-to guy right now. So if it's going to work for him, just keep pushing it to him because the shots aren't falling.
Tony Krzyzewski will get called for the foul. That is his second of the evening, and Devon Roberts still missing the free throws. For some reason, the Cougars have been struggling. That is now 3 of 8 from the Salvation Army line.
Yeah, it's not one of their strengths, definitely, but again, in a situation like this, or against a fierce Vanguard team, you gotta shoot better than 37%.
Pretty much the entire team will probably need to work on those free throws a little bit, but Roberts does end up splitting it. And that seems to be the story all night. Maybe banana split is their favorite dessert because they've been doing that from the free throw line all night. 7:18 to go, 25-18, Vanguard ahead. And they've been the long-range bombers tonight, but they will jump it inside of Vatikas. The turnaround jumper will not go. Devon Roberts with the rebound, and Matt Oliver's going to push it up and set up the new offense. Oliver looking for Burgess. He has it inside, but he's going to get fouled by Tony Krzyzewski. That is his third, and he may be the one that will get subbed out because of foul trouble.
Yeah, three fouls already for him and 10 fouls for the visiting Lions. So we're already in a bonus situation here. And, you know, bonus situation is good, but if you're not going to make the free throws, it's meaningless. So look for Burgess here to maybe at least get both.
It is the double bonus for the Cougars. So any foul from now on with 7:03 left is going to be two free throws, not the 1-1 we've been seeing all night. And Burgess clanks it off the back of the rim. 4 of 10 from the free throw line. I bet you Coach Leslie at halftime is going to be hounding his players about their inability to hit the free throws. Because right now, if they had made at least half of the ones they missed, this would be a much more competitive game.
Absolutely.
So Burgess will try to split these free throws again. And he does so. And so now we'll have a substitution. Burgess will come out and Todd Martin will replace him.
So Martin with
they'll be sacrificing a little size right now. And of course, Martin, one of the big guns as far as points are concerned, he is averaging 12 a game. Has none right now.
What Martin does usually doesn't reflect the box score, but he is a key player for this team.
Gregory Scott with the beautiful reverse layup off the bank. And now it is 27-19. Vanguard ahead. Todd Martin with it. He has it. Swings around to Burgess. He'll feed it inside to Roberts. He's going to go with the right hand. Not going to go. Second chance. Third chance by Martin is good. So Todd Martin with his first basket of the night. And now Vanguard wasting no time pushing it back up the floor. 6.5 minutes to go. Andrew Ellis setting up the new play. He's going to hand it out to Dennis Heenan. He's going to launch from three. And the number 8 three-point shooter in the nation shows exactly why as he nails another one. It is now 30-21.
Yeah, he shot that one from about 26 feet.
NBA range three. Guarantee some teams are going to be looking at him. Devon Roberts has the ball, or did, collects it back, and he is going to go with the righty hook, and that's going to go. 11 points now for Roberts, and it's now 30-23 in favor of Vanguard. Andrew Ellis has some thoughts about driving into the paint, but decides otherwise, and he'll kick it back out to Heenan. Heenan being hounded by Roberts. He's going to hand it around to Greg Gusev. They'll feed it inside to Fatikas. The hook shot will not go. And Roberts with the rebound. Matt Oliver's going to bring it up. 5:40 left here in the first half. And that's going to be a three. That will not go. Mike Denelian with the brick off the left side. And Greg Gusev, beautiful outlet pass from Gregory Scott. And now it's a 32-23 lead for Vanguard. So Coach Leslie telling point guard Matt Oliver to slow things down a little bit because this is playing right into Vanguard's hands right now.
Yeah, Cougars are not getting back into defense in time.
Matt Oliver tries to drive the lane, will not go. He gets the second chance. He's swatted out of town. That ball was sent back to East Campus by Arvidas Fatukas in the lane as Matt Oliver tried to get a little fancy with that drive, but it will not go. And we're going to have a little timeout, and we're going to take a little break ourselves with 5:13 left to go. The Cougars down 32-23. You are listening to KPU 104.7 FM, 5:30 a.m., and KPUradio.com. Don't go away.